The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups, and jugs, and kettles, and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The most violent movie I ever saw in my life. I'm talking violent. Literally incinerated bodies being pulled from wreckage. Body parts spewed all over the road. Blood and gore everywhere. Parts of the human body inside are now outside, visible. Now, the goriest, most violent movie I ever saw was when I was 16 and a half years old at my first class at A and B Auto School. After the documentary, they turned the lights on and a petite woman came out, somebody's grandmother, and she addressed the class and said, "So that's what happens. That's what happens when you don't follow the rules. That's what happens when you drink and drive. That's what happens when you go over the speed limit. That's what happens when you take your eye off the road to change the radio." We have rules, and the rules are your friends. So let's learn the rules. So 15 years later, I'm driving some high school kids in our youth group. We were supposed to cook that night at a homeless shelter. And as I was driving, I would slow down when I saw the yellow light. And I would make complete stops at the stop sign and went very slow in busy neighborhoods. Anyway, one of the kids in the car was getting a little impatient with me and he says, "You know, you drive like my grandmother." And I said, "That's because the person that taught me how to drive was a grandmother." My point is this. That's a great teacher. I became the grandmother. Now, good teaching is you can impart, you give wisdom and knowledge, and you give them facts, or even inspire someone. But a great teacher becomes a model. You become like them. Now, Paul founded a church in Corinth, and he had to take off. He had to go to Ephesus for a little while.
So while he was away, Christian visitors came and visited the community. These Christian visitors were finely dressed, they were well-financed, and they spoke educatedly and eloquently. These Christians that visited knew Christ. They saw his miracles, they heard his words. So, of course, when they spoke to the Corinthians, they were captivated by everything that they said. They loved them as their teachers. Anyway, during this time, Paul stumbles into the community. And he is all beat up. We heard about his travels. Shipwreck, day and night without sleep, without food and water. He had no money. Then they beat him up. They threw him out of town. They scourged him. They beat him. They even stoned him once. He was a mess. So when the Christians saw Paul, they said, "Look at you, you're a hobo." And they rejected him. They didn't want him because he was an embarrassment. They didn't want to be near a loser. And Paul was devastated. He was devastated, but he won them back. And this is how he did it. He says, "Yeah, I look like a loser. I look a mess. I look like a hobo. But this is what it looks like when you carry the cross of Christ. This is what it looks like when you make sacrifices for other people's benefit. This is what it looks like when you're rejected and hated by the religious and civil authorities. But this is also what it looks like when your prayers get answered. This is also what it looks like when you're going to transform people's lives and make a difference in the world. This is what it looks like. You become your teacher. You look like." Now the faith lesson is this. The scriptures describe Jesus as a teacher. What exactly does that mean? It doesn't mean that Jesus just imparts nice things and facts and figures and all that with us. It doesn't mean that Jesus is just somebody that inspires us. It means, when Jesus is a great teacher, it means that he's model. So that raises the question, do we look like him?